Early in July, what brings you into Winnipeg?
Want to come to meet everybody who didn't know and see the guys who I know who worked before and try to get ready for the season.
Are you sticking around now for a while, or what's your plan from here until September?
Probably going to stay here till the training camp.
How excited are you to be back with this organization?
Really excited, actually, and I was not no thoughts. We've been talking the last 2 years to sign a contract.
What were the last 2 years like for you playing in your homeland?
It was a big experience, you know, play in my city. It was family all the time in the game and big pressure, and, you know, that was something to I was learning, you know.
How do you feel your game's evolved since you last played for the Jets?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I don't know.
Alex, what did the meeting with Paul Maurice at the Worlds do last year to kind of make you feel like you could come back?
It's that that conversation was means a lot for me that year, and we talked really good, and I don't know how to explain. Just you know, at that time, I knew I really wanted to come back.
Why do you want to come back, Alex?
I miss this game. I miss this kind of game.
What's different?
Probably I like more small ice and you know, more aggressive hockey.
Anything different about you?
About me?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Are you a different player? Different person now?
2 years older. I don't know about different player or not. Maybe a little bit, maybe not. We'll see.
How much over the last couple of years did you keep an eye on what was going on here?
I was keeping an eye all the time. I have that NHL app, so take a look every game after highlights and knew what's going on here.
Does part of you wish you had stayed and not gone to the KHL?
Excuse me?
Does part of you wish you had stayed with the Jets and not gone to play at Russia? Or
you know, it's happened. So just don't want to look back, and I'm happy to be here right now.
From when you last played in the NHL to getting ready to September, how much of a better hockey player do you think you are, and what do you want to achieve coming back this year?
Just want to help the team win the games, and I don't know what to expect from me, and I'm going to try to work hard every second of my game and try to score goals, help the team win the games.
What was it like to play in your hometown? Was that a good experience?
A really good experience. My family was there, and lots of pressure.
Lots of pressure?
Yeah, because I was hometown boy, and fans wants to see something from me, and, you know, that's something different.
One of the reasons you went back is to try to play in the Olympics. Were you disappointed that that didn't work out?
Everybody knows why I'm left, and Olympics, that was I was experienced. I was there in the Olympic, and before first game, I go home. Didn't work out, but still, that year we won the world championship and won something, so that's good.
You talked to many of the Jet players over the last little bit about coming back and just kind of keeping in touch with those guys?
Not really. I don't know, just try to concentrate in the game and don't think about different things.
You thought about where you might fit in terms of where the lineup is with the new coach?
No, just work hard and we'll see how it goes.
It seems that one of your biggest fans in the organization is Paul Maurice, because he talked about your versatility. That's got to mean a lot to you as you get ready for camp.
You know, it's he's a coach, and I'm going to try to do the best what I can and to play the game. I don't know.
Jacob Trouba's got number 8. What number are you going to wear this year?
That's the biggest question, I think, yeah? I don't think if I'm going to wear that number, would I wear in Russia here? It's probably not going to work out. We'll see. I don't know. Nothing here.